Senate Bill 126.
Senate Bill 126 is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator DeHuig.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the Senate, 126 deals specifically with an administrative rule promulgated by the Bureau of Personnel under the authority of the Career Service Commission, and deals strictly with the laundry list of reasons that constitute just cause for termination of a state employee. These rules were put in place about a year and a half to 2 years ago, and 126 deals with amending three of the 25 reasons for disciplinary action. If I could, I have a motion at the desk, Madam President, but it's not been distributed because it didn't have my name on it.
Motion.
So, and they're making copies now, so I don't know if you want to read.
Is it a long motion? Can the secretary read
it? No, it's not. I don't believe it's terribly long.
If the secretary would
read
the motion.
Senator DeHuig moves that Senate Bill 126 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 10 of the printed bill, after employment, insert, quote, or has admitted either under oath or in a signed confession to the commission of a felony, any sex offense, or any crime involving illegal drugs or illegal use of legal drugs, whether the felony, offense, or crime occurred prior to or during the course of employment. On page 3, line 5, delete intentionally. And on page 4, remove the overstrikes from line 2.
Is there a second? Discussion on the DeHuig motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the Senate, essentially what the amendment does is it removes the changes to the administrative rules in on page 3 and on page 4, returning those admin rules to their original form, and now deals only with the first reason for just cause for disciplinary action, and that is found on page 1 of the printed bill. If I can, the objection to and the reason for the bill is that I believe that an employee should be considered innocent until found guilty in a court of law. And under the current drafting of the administrative rule, the verbiage, quote, committed, close quotes, would allow a state agency to terminate an employee if they determine, or if the Career Service Commission determines by way of a mini-trial that in fact the employee committed the crime and should be convicted of the crime by way of termination of state from his state employment. In other words, I believe that a state agency should not be placed in the position of prosecutor, judge, and jury, and in a position to make that criminal determination without the proper safeguards found in a court of law. Now, as the bill was originally drafted, I had also suggested that we strike the verbiage has admitted to committing. Since that point in time, I have recognized that, in fact, there are legitimate situations where somebody voluntarily or somebody admits either by way of a signed confession or under oath that he or she committed a crime, a felony or a misdemeanor. In that event, it's my position that that ought to be able to be used by the agency, and that ought to be sufficient to constitute grounds for termination. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, what I've suggested that we do in this bill is simply take the word committed out of the first clause of the causes for disciplinary action. So it leaves the bill in pretty simple form with the deletion of one word only. Reinserts as just cause for disciplinary action in the event the employee has a signed confession or admission to the commission of a crime or under oath admits that he commits a crime. I'm sure that's crystal clear. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have, and I would surely appreciate the support of the Senate. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Hewitt motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the DeHewitt motion to amend Senate Bill 126. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 126 as amended. Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess I have a question to the sponsor of the bill.
State your question.
Senator DeHewitt, the way the bill is amended now, and I'm going to use probably a bad example. For example, they may not have to report to the commissioner, but let's say for example I'm using, you have a highway patrolman that's picked up for a DUI, and he's going to fight that case, and that case drags on for a month or two with all the appeals, and he's never convicted, and he never signs a petition or signs one of these forms that he's admitting to this crime. Would he be able to continue to be employed without any disciplinary action as a highway patrolman?
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you for the question, Senator Koskin. Number one, he's been charged with a DUI. The agency, in theory, although in practice it happens, but in theory, the agency would not be able to impose any disciplinary action against the highway patrolman under Parent 1 of the laundry list. But if you jump to Parent 25, or I'm sure there are six other parents in here, that I believe the agency most definitely would take action against the trooper and find that what he has done in being charged with DUI probably would fall under Parent 25, where the employee has engaged in conduct either prior to or during employment with the state that reflects unfavorably on the state, destroys confidence in the operation of state services, or adversely affects the public trust in the state. And I would submit that the patrol would probably cite Parent 25 as their just cause for disciplinary action. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess I still have questions about do we even need Section 1 then? And we've diluted it down, I think, to probably mean nothing. And I don't know if we want to do that. I don't know if this has been abused. We really didn't hear any specific examples of where this has been abused by the state. And I just don't want, if it's not being abused, to take the ability away to, before you have a legal action, to try to correct a situation regarding our employees. So I'd urge you to not support Senate Bill 126.
Further remarks, Senator Whiting.
Well, Madam President, members of the body, I think the one thing that this bill does now, I mean, we've eliminated almost two out of three of the changes, but I think it does something that's rather important here, and it eliminates the word committed. Because in order for that word to be effective, as it apparently is now, you really do have to have a mini felony trial in an administrative body. And I don't think that's the way our justice system was intended to work. I think the trial should be in our court system for a felony, and that's it. I don't think we want to pre-try people in an administrative body. And that's what this bill as amended now does. I would urge your support.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
You know, if you go to any employer in this state and you say to them, what is one of your biggest problems today, they will say it's finding and keeping good people. And if you haven't heard that, you haven't really been talking to many employers. The state is on no witch hunt. The state wants good people and wants to keep good people. In fact, the state must keep all of its people unless one of its people has done something that they can fit in one of these 25 reasons. Now, I've worked for Children's Home Society for 11 years, but if they want to fire me tomorrow, they could do it. If I want to quit tomorrow, I could do it. They don't need a reason. I don't need a reason. It's fair. If the state wants to fire an employee or even discipline them, they have to find something in one of these 25 rules. Now, there's good policy behind that. You know, back in the old days when the new governor used to come in, maybe it was in New York or Chicago, out went everybody, and in came their family, in came their relatives, in came everybody that helped them in their campaign. And that's no good way to have government. But that's the old days. That's not the way it works anymore. And there are good reasons here to let people go or to discipline them. But these are the only reasons that they can discipline or let people go. I think this list is fine. Vote no.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 126 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Apa? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hagen.
Aye.
Ham.
No.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Kleven.
No.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
No.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
No.
Olson.
No.
Putnam.
No.
Reedy. Staggers?
No.
Sutton? Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
No.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Sutton?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 21, nays 14.
The motion has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.